Milwaukee is one of a half dozen cities where a group called Cigar Rights of America will try to get more members and money. Wisconsin is seen as a tobacco battleground of sorts. A statewide smoking ban stalled, but is likely to be resurrected in a legislature that did approve higher cigar taxes. At the federal level, the House passed legislation that would have allowed tobacco regulation. It's this kind of climate that has cigar makers and sellers trying to distance themselves from cigarettes. A cigar store owner in Germantown says cigar making is an art. Furthermore, Jennifer Groh of Metro Cigars says smokers are often connoisseurs.
Cigars is more of a hobby than it is a habit. It's the camaraderie. We have customers that we see once a week. We have customers we see once a month.
Groh's a member of the Cigar Store Alliance of Wisconsin, which describes cigars as an organic product not laced with chemicals. Maureen Buzalaki from Tobacco Free Wisconsin says smoking is unhealthy and they don't want any statewide smoking ban to exempt cigars.
Should you smoke one deadly product versus another deadly product? No, not at work. You shouldn't be exposed to that kind of smoke at work.
Buzalaki says more women and young people are trying cigars, and she says the market is trying to appeal to them with fruit-flavored products. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.